Everyone, TGIF, this is AEP, Authentic Epic Boom. Thank you for listening. For everybody who has been listening to my podcast, I've really been putting more into it and giving you some episodes. Been a while since I've done this, and I like to be able to convey how I feel on a lot of levels. I hope to have new guests in the future, people I can talk to and, you know, interview and etc. Anyway, I had a couple of things on my mind. I don't even know what to call this, but I was thinking about the word friendship and what that really entails. There's a thing called friendship. There's usership. Then there is the type of people that deal with you when they feel like it. Rebound friendship. Something's in it for them. But what's really in it for you? When it comes to me, I value the people in my life. And it's 2020. And I'm 42. And I'm too old to allow somebody to deal with me when they feel like it. I think that's really insulting. It's a slap in the face. Because somebody, your friend, is supposed to be your friend. Not deal with you because they decided to pick up the phone one day. I had somebody do that to me recently. Last year. And I left her alone. I noticed every time we were in contact, she would contact me. I always stopped dealing with her for a reason. So why should you come back in my life when you feel like it? No, we're not doing that. Not this way. I feel like you have to learn from your mistakes and teach people how to treat you. So with that being said, I had somebody else come into my life that I hadn't seen or talked to in a very, very long time. An ex. And this person moves very weirdly. I haven't seen them since we were teenagers. But that didn't stop them from hitting me up, wanting to chat, and then disappearing. Phone conversation happened. They reached out to me. I didn't go looking for them. Person said they missed me. I'm thinking I have my friend back. Was I thinking too hastily and too soon? Yeah. Because we just went back into a conversation like nothing ever happened. And I was so happy to hear from him. Started to have feelings that I didn't realize I had still. And I was told that's because sometimes old feelings come back. And that's pretty much what it was. But another ex-friend of mine, we used to all hanging together. We were like the three musketeers. These two guys were my best friends. But one became my ex. And I don't know. I was just really happy. Never bumped into him in all these years. The other person, yeah, the other ex-best friend. But never into this person. So a couple of texts happened. I called and I text. Nothing. You can't figure people out. And the last time I bumped into that other ex-best friend, he said he'd be on some weird shit. So now I get it. To hit somebody up after not talking to them from 17 to 40 something, and then you hit them up, you follow them, they follow you, you guys have conversations, it just doesn't make any sense to reach out. What was that about? Why waste that person's time? Just some thoughts about the things I've been through. So I'm like, whatever. Just block them on everything, because you can't hit me up when you feel like it. And then I don't know. I feel like that's kind of like ghosting somebody. That was weird. Why even waste my time? That's just some weirdo shit, as far as I'm concerned. And then I was thinking about something else. Some people call themselves your friend. They're attaching themselves to you because they want something out of you. They don't really listen to what you have to say. They half-ass listen. They assume stuff because they have an agenda about what they need from you. And I'm not dealing with that either. If it's not about friendship and being even, it's not happening. We shouldn't allow people in our lives that want to deal with us when they feel like it or have some kind of usership. They own some kind of rebound friendship, so now they feel like they back to you or somebody with some kind of super agenda. Friendship is about making mistakes. Okay, everybody ain't going to get along at the same time all the time. You're going to bump heads, but there's certain things I feel like we can't get past. I'm not going to let somebody disrespect me or use me. Or keep apologizing and do the same thing. And apologies don't solve everything. And sometimes it takes time for you just to let stuff go on your own. Because people apologize and do the same thing. That just happened to me recently. This person was never my friend, and I know that. The way we supported each other was some fake shit. I get that. And it would never happen again. Because when you use somebody or try to use somebody or feel like you can't listen to somebody and it's just supposed to be both ways, then there's not a friendship there. There's a one ship there. One ships are none of those things we shouldn't happen. We should value ourselves enough to know when to leave people alone, because not everybody's your friend. And some people come in your life for a reason, a season, to teach you these lessons. As fucked up as they may be, we need to understand them. We need to learn them. Because it lets us know what we won't tolerate out of a friendship or a relationship. Because somebody's really your friend. They really your friend. And then once they're not, they'll show you. Like everything I mentioned. Out of every one of those examples, assimilations I just gave you, that should tell you everything. And I'll end it that way.